Listen to me, friends, from New York to California. Consider for a moment Sulamania, the last city volunteers would often see before they hiked over the mountain and joined the war for the freedom of the people of Rojava. The enclave defended by RPGs and guns, wielded by Rojava's daughters and sons, along with scores of those who've come from far and near, who learned to fire mortars so they could fight right here for the freedom of the people of Rojava. What makes a person go from Occupy Wall Street to marching through the desert with blisters on their feet, to risk life and liberty to face Islamic State, knowing that martyrdom would likely be their fate for the freedom of the people of Rojava? And leave their homes behind to go train on the mountain with the YPG, to go join somebody's struggle out of solidarity for the freedom of the people of Rojava. The blood of many folk has been spilled along the way, including several radicals from the USA. So remember Robert Grote and Michael Israel, Paolo Todd, Jordan McTaggart, how they lived and how they fell for the freedom of the people of Rojava. For the freedom of the people of Rojava.